Hello all, this is Aleko, and I am coming to you to ask you to help us choose the next book club book. The only catch is we have a lot more to choose from than we ever have based on listener submissions. So our previous books, which we have enjoyed the heck out of, have been The Unseen Realm by Michael S. Heiser, Misreading Scripture with Western Eyes, Five Proofs of the Existence of God, Miracles, Reasonable Faith, The Case for the Real Jesus, Am I Just My Brain, The Last Superstition, The New Testament and Its World, a fantastic book, by the way, by N.T. Wright, Demonic Foes, and The Experience of God. And there may be one in there that I have forgotten, but those are the ones that I could remember off the top of my head. And the way we do our book club is not very typical of most book clubs, where they ask you to read the book and then jot down a few thoughts and then you discuss the book. Because more often than not, and I have been a part of a couple of secular book clubs, people don't read the book if they don't like the book, or maybe they'll just get the Cliff Notes version of it, and, you know, or they'll just superficially skim it and feel like they've gleaned it, or maybe watch a review on YouTube. But some of these books contain amazing truths and expositions of elements of our faith that are incredibly helpful when it comes to an apologetic guide to Christianity. And some of them provide tremendous insights, and some of them are just fascinating to read. They are almost a sort of scaffolding for faith. And so what we do is we typically go through them chapter by chapter, or maybe two chapters at a time, depending on the book, and then discuss as we come together, you know, once every couple of weeks, depending on everyone's schedule. So we like to really get into them, really read them and try to understand them and try to glean what the author is trying to provide for us. So that being said, we're always open to new people joining the club. Some ways that people have done that in the past has been by emailing in their thoughts, favorite part of the reading, any opinions changed or any questions or objections for the author, depending on the chapter. And we also have had people join the calls from time to time. Over the past 4 years of the book club, I would say we've had in the vicinity of, I'm not going to try to count, but maybe around 10 people outside of the core group of Hillary, Brian, Darren, and myself join the club. And yeah, it's been fun. It's always nice to have a new person kind of jump in, and it's always no pressure. If you don't want to answer the question, you don't have to. Because some of these books are indeed complicated, and a couple of them have been pretty easy, and we're not specifically gunning for complicated, but some of them have surprised us. Case in point would be The Experience of God by David Bentley Hart. I had no idea of what to expect. I know that he is an apologetic author doing the rounds, and he has fame in some circles, and so I thought, I've already read his translation of the New Testament. I thought it was pretty good. And I knew he was famous, and man, I really did judge a book by its cover, because I saw this book called The Experience of God, and I thought, that'll be easy. And I had no idea of what I was in for. It bests Five Proofs of the Existence of God by Edward Faser by a country mile in terms of complexity. So we're almost through with it, and now it's, well, pretty soon it's going to be time to vote on the next book club book. And as I said at the beginning, the issue is that we have a ton of books to choose from, based on submissions, based on suggestions from people that I know. I could read through all of these, everything from Misinterpreting Genesis to Counterfeit Christs, Simply Christian by N.T. Wright, Frank Turek's Stealing from God, Richard Dawkins is even in here, you know, for the sake of learning opposing arguments, as, you know, our book club has discussed in the past. So I think some of these books look pretty incredible. One that caught my eye was, you know, could be a little bit more fun, maybe a foray into simpler times, you know, when we really didn't have to do homework in order to understand the book. It's called Two Dozen or So Arguments for the Existence of God. And it looks pretty interesting. And we also have ones like Mere Christianity, and then obviously Josephus. But, you know, Josephus, that's a big one. So we'd have to probably I don't know, compartmentalize the bits that we want to read, because we obviously couldn't read all of Josephus in a reasonable amount of time. So what I'll do is I'll put this list at idcpodcast.co, and it will be toward the bottom. So when you head to idcpodcast.co, just scroll to the bottom of the page. It's not a very complicated website. There's just one or two pages. Scroll to the bottom of the main page, the landing page rather, and there you'll be able to find the downloadable PDF of the list. And yeah, just have a look at it and email in perhaps 3 or 5. And it's important that it's a small number, because we really want to whittle down the choices of your favorite books. And we'll put our vote together. So, God allowing, in about 3 or 4 weeks' time, we'll know what the next book club book is. And if you'd like to participate, just let me know in the email. Say hello, and we'd be happy to have you either submit on a weekly basis your thoughts for the book club, or even join the Skype call. So we really hope to hear from you soon. Thanks so much, and God bless.